Podcast. I'm your host, founder, and executive producer at the Film Fund, Thomas Verity. I'm also an award-winning filmmaker, producer, and film festival judge. I started the Film Fund to give filmmakers an easier, alternative way to get their films funded. Instead of working on a screenplay, crowdfunding campaign, or grant application, you write one sentence pitching your film for a chance to receive up to $10,000 and other prizes to make it. Our fall 2022 narrative, or I guess it was summer. Yeah, I'm really bad with naming our contest periods. Our summer 2022 narrative and documentary funding contests are now closed. So thank you everyone for entering. Check us out at thefilmfund.co to enter your one sentence pitch for a chance to win up to $10,000 to make your film for the next contest period. Because if you are listening at a later date, our contests do happen regularly. So check the website at thefilmfund.co for the most up-to-date information. Today we have Swati Tiwari on the show, a previous winner of the Film Fund. Swati received a three-month subscription to Adobe Creative Cloud to help with post-production of her short film. Swati, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Could you give us a little more info about yourself?
Hi, Tom. Thank you so much for inviting me on this podcast. So my name is Swati, and I am a full-time choreographer and dancer, and I run my own performance dance company. But during the pandemic, obviously all dance schools were shut down, and so was ours. And that's when I actually plunged into filmmaking. It was something that I really wanted to do all my life. And the pandemic actually gave me the chance to do something about it. So I wrote a script and I gathered a team together. And we were just a team of two actors and two people in post-production. But we had a lot of fun making that film. And it's actually the pitch for that film that won me the three-month subscription of Adobe Creative Cloud through the Film Fund. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, awesome. You're so welcome. Yeah, we don't do the Adobe Prize anymore, for those of you listening, but it was something we did for a while over the pandemic. It was super helpful for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're so glad to be able to have helped out with that. What are some of the highlights about your work in terms of your filmmaking? What is the project about?
The project that won the Film Fund contest, it was a story about a man who runs into this woman who he had previously met on an arranged marriage date, and he finds out why he was rejected on that date. And I drew inspiration from this film from my real life. Like, I have somebody in my life who actually went through this scenario, and I thought it was really interesting to share details about how the Indian arranged marriage system actually works, as opposed to what the West thinks of it. So I thought it was really fun to make a film about that.
Very cool. And I'm just checking our emails here. It's been a while since we touched base, but the project is complete, right? And released on YouTube?
It is, yes.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll have to get a copy of that up on our channel as well to promote it.
Thanks.
Definitely, we'll have to talk about that after the episode. But that's so
sounds
cool.
Good.
Can we read the winning pitch since it's all released?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, go ahead.
Sure. So, when fate brings them together at a train station, a man is shocked to discover the reason behind a woman rejected him years ago on an arranged marriage date. Film is shot, need funds for post, and that's obviously why she was qualified to win the post-production prize, because she listed the funding use as post there. And we always talk about what makes a sentence good on this podcast and on our blog, and I just think I always talk about the action words in, or the conflict words in pitches. So you have shocked, discover, rejected. Those are all like very powerful words that really bring a lot of conflict into the pitch. I just clicked away. I'm like the worst with technology sometimes. I lost it. Where did it go? There we go. shocked, rejected, like all of those things really evoke a lot of emotion too. Like, you're shocked. It's not just like, oh, he heard this thing. Shocked to discover and then rejected him. Rejecting is like a very powerful word. And it brings a lot of emotion and you know, conflict to that pitch. So I think she just did a really good job positioning that as well. So where you said the inspiration for this film came from someone that you knew?
They're a friend who were going through, you know, the process of finding a partner. And as a lot of us probably know that in India, we have the arranged marriage dating system. Mm-hmm. It's basically when your parents, you know, give you a bio data almost of this person, you know, where they live, what have they done in life. And then you meet them and you go through this courting period. And obviously, in this particular film, the courting period was ended immediately after the first date. The man finds out why later.
That's awesome.
Definitely.
It's so interesting. Like, you know, people have so many different backgrounds that we encounter with Film Fund. We hear all kinds of stories. And, you know, arranged marriage is not something I'm familiar with personally in my culture. So it's so cool to see different stories about that and just different backgrounds. People it's always, you know, people have different experiences in their lives, but there's always something you can relate to, like struggling with something within that story. So that's super cool. And you said you're a dancer and choreographer full time?
That's right. I run a Bollywood dance company called Boston Bollywood. I have a sister production company called Boston Bollywood Productions. And since 2019, we've actually released a mini web series, and we've also developed two short films, FOPA, which was the winner of the Film Fund contest, was one of them. And we've also made two music videos. So I also write, I'm a songwriter. Yeah. So I also write my own songs. So we made those, and then we had some music videos made to that.
Awesome. And so you said the pandemic was really, you always wanted to be a filmmaker, you said, but the pandemic is kind of when you got started with screenwriting.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It actually gave me the time to focus.
Okay. The time. Yeah. Very cool. Where, what do you think sparked that interest in writing?
I think I always wanted to write. I think of myself as a creator in any form. It was, my expression was dance before the pandemic, a lot of choreography. Mm-hmm. But I've had so many stories in my head ever since I was, you know, a teenager. I just never got the chance to actually put them on paper. And once I started writing, it just came out, and I didn't want to stop there. I really wanted to learn filmmaking, and I'm somebody who actually learns by doing. And so I thought, okay, let's put a team together. We already had a videographer who worked on a lot of our dance projects, and he was also very interested in shooting for film. So it was just a really, it was like a soul connection almost, that, yeah, let's do this. Let's write and let's, you know, make film. Or, I mean, we call it film, but, and of course it was, you know, almost a student project, but learn as you go.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's such an important part of the process too. Like, I didn't go to film school. I don't think you've gone to film school based on what you told me.
Nope.
But, you know, you're able by doing, and by doing things yourself and learning in that process, you're kind of creating your own film school. And you said you, you met your filmmaker partner, you know, that's part of film school too. Like, you meet the people who you want to work with. So it's like, you don't have to, film school is great. I think it's a great opportunity for those who do it. You have access to equipment, you have, you know, everyone there presumably is interested in film, passionate about what they're doing, and you get to work with people. But if you're not doing film school, I mean, there's nothing stopping you from creating those kind of same experiences outside of it. And I think learning by doing, you know, is really an amazing thing to do. That's what I practice, is what I preach. Like, just pick up a camera and just do it. Like, your first project is not going to be great, but you'll learn so much just by doing it.
Right. I think I watched an interview of one of my favorite directors from the Indian film industry. And he said, like, we live in an age where everybody has a camera. Your phone has a camera. And if you have a good script, just use that and make your story come alive. And that's the best way to learn, really.
Yeah, absolutely. You just kind of have to thrust yourself into it. And you're going to make mistakes, and you're not going to know what to do. My first short film, my friend who was in it, we made it right out of high school, basically. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And he really keeps asking me for a copy of it, and I don't want to give it to him because I'm worried he's going to, like, share it with people, and I don't want it getting out there. But it's so bad. Like, we didn't even use lighting. We had no lighting whatsoever. So, like, it's dark, like,
same.
Visually and thematically. But it's just, like, it's not shot well. But I learned from that. I was like, okay, well, now I need to learn how to light a scene. And, like, okay, what is three-point lighting? What is
right.
How do I use natural lighting? How do I bounce it? What's a grip do? Like, I learned by messing up. And I think it's such an important part of the process.
Correct.
Like, teaching yourself and learning and making those mistakes so you can learn and improve your craft. That's just so important. And how did you say you you met your filmmaking teammate again, the partner?
So actually there are two of them, two main ones. So one of them is the videographer, and he basically does the videography of most of our dance projects. So as I told you, it's a performance dance company. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of videos, of our dance projects.
Gotcha.
So, and he was somebody who also wanted to get into, shooting for film. Mm-hmm. And then I have another friend who is an incredible storyteller, but, what he had done was, you know, storytelling on stage. But he has so many ideas. And we just one day, like, got on the phone and I told him, listen, like, I think we need to do a little more than just dance and create choreography. And he was like, yeah, I have so many ideas. Let's do it. And that's how our first mini web series was created way back in 2019.
Gotcha.
But as you said, like, learned so much from that project. Like, how do you light a scene? How do you, you know, what's shot planning? Because really, filmmaking is nothing but planning your shots. I think that's the biggest takeaway I've gotten from making the three films that we've made.
Yeah. Yeah. That was something I learned too. Like, that first film I made, like, yeah, we had a script, but we had no storyboard. We had no shot list. We had a schedule
right.
of, like, what we wanted to shoot that day. Of course, we went over.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you know, storyboarding and shot listing is so important to the process. It helps
so
me, too.
Important.
Like, that's the first thing I do after I have a script. I can't draw, like, at all, but I make these little stick figure.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah,
stick figures. Yeah.
You know, I show that.
Yeah.
At first, I was self-conscious sending it out to the crew. Like, my cinematographer, I was like, here's the storyboard, and it's literally stick figures and arrows and things. But as long, like, you have to get past that. You have to get past the fact that, like, this is not
right.
the final art form. This is not the medium. This is just a tool you're using to get your vision across. And once you do that, you know, you have
correct.
The confidence as an artist. Even if you're showing people stick figures, like, you can still talk confidently about what you're trying to get out there and put out there into the world. So what would you say... this can just be for the specific project or just in general. What are some of the major challenges in the filmmaking process for you that you've encountered?
I mean, as you said, some of the major challenges, because, like, we don't go to film school, just everything is learning on the go. Mm. So you do a project, then you realize, okay, that was terrible. So now, like, how do you rework that? But then... when you go to your next project, it's, you know, you have to get funding. You have to figure out all the tools that you need to, you know, actually mend the mistakes that you did in your first project. Luckily, today, there are a lot of great resources. There's Masterclass. There's so many amazing creators on YouTube that actually share their knowledge. So you can get the information, but finding that information is hard. The second biggest challenge is finding feedback on your script. Like, even before you go into pre-production, I mean, you think it's great. You think what you've written is great, but, like, actually getting feedback. So that's one of the things that I love about the Film Fund, that when you send in that pitch, you get feedback. And I loved, so I've only actually sent two pitches, and I've gotten feedback on both of them, and it was
awesome.
Great. But Yeah, so I think, but getting that on your script without having your ideas being plagiarized, I guess that's a little hard. And then, I mean, funding is the biggest one, really, especially as an independent filmmaker. And last but not the least, as a new filmmaker, it is hard to be taken seriously sometimes because you have a lot of faith in what you want to do and what you want to project onto the screen, but sometimes it's really hard for you to like explain that to people, like this is why it's important and this is why you
No,
should
I
watch
even
it,
just in general, like
or
calling yourself a filmmaker, to other people who aren't
yeah.
necessarily like I was having a call with someone, and it was like this business organization, and I said, "Oh, I'm a producer and a filmmaker." And she goes, "A filmmaker? Like, what does that mean?" And I was like, "I don't know how to how to explain this to you. Like, I make films and I produce
Yeah.
anyway." But yeah, it's definitely a challenge. Getting yourself to be taken seriously when you don't have a track record yet. Like, I had a call yesterday with someone, a feature film producer actually, who used to work at Sony. And is now doing some other projects as well. We're actually going to have him on the podcast in the future. But we were, we're talking about the Film Fund's launching a feature film funding program, and we're talking about, producing a slate of films. We haven't released all the details yet, but it's like we're giving opportunities to filmmakers, directors who don't necessarily have a track record. Okay, how do we get those projects to be taken seriously in the industry without them, like, without having people? I hate to call them nobodies, but that's kind of what the Film Fund does. Like, it gives exposure to people trying to break into the film industry. And it's so tough to get that, like, respect and be taken seriously without being a name. So yeah, that's a challenge, and I don't have an answer for it either. It's like, how do you become a known person in the film industry without already being one? Like, it's like a catch-22. Like, no one wants to fund a project for an unknown director yet. Like, not everybody starts out as being, somebody's son, or the nepotism of Hollywood is definitely there sometimes. But yeah, it's a challenge. That's why I think platforms like the Film Fund are important, to kind of show new voices and show new projects from people.
Absolutely,
Do you
absolutely.
have any thoughts on film festivals?
I mean, on the one hand, grateful that there are that many these days. But it's also, A, there are a lot. There's just too many. So I'm sure you know of the Film Freeway, where most of the film festivals are listed. So the two major challenges I had around film festivals was, one, I actually didn't budget for how much it would cost to participate
It's
in these film
expensive,
festivals. So that was one, it's expensive. And then the second thing was, it's really hard to know which ones are the ones that are legitimate. Because when you go to, when you see some of the projects that have been selected by these film festivals, I mean, if I had a film festival of my own, I don't know if I would pick those. But then there's just too many, I feel. And I don't know if the cost of joining the film festival, or rather, applying to a film festival is, what's the word I'm looking for? Commit? No. I don't know if higher the cost, the better the film festival. I don't know if
Yeah,
that's
it's
true.
tough. And like, there are your Sundance, Slamdance, and like the name film festivals that we know, and you can Google best film festivals, but it's still like, okay, how I think film festivals are great. They're a great way to meet people. But I think a lot of people think that, oh, if I get into a film festival with this short film, maybe I'll attract like a producer or a manager or something like that. And that's not always the case, especially with short films. But the more conversations I'm having, like, I think short films are incredibly important. We based the Film Fund all on short films, and they're important to serve as calling cards and like portfolio pieces for filmmakers who are starting out and trying to get established. But I think there's also a belief by a lot of like early filmmakers who think they can sell a short film. And that's just really not the case. Like, no one really wants to buy a short film. You can maybe adapt a bigger, like, feature-length project or maybe a series from a short film, but you're not going to sell a short film at a festival. And I think that's, like, what a lot of people think can happen, where you'll, like, meet the perfect person at the festival. And sure, maybe that can happen, but I wouldn't put all of your eggs in that basket. Yeah, to your point, there are, like, there's so many shady film festivals out there, too. Like, I get DMs all the time on Instagram. It's like, oh, submit to this, like, my film festival. We're a monthly film festival. And, like, I don't know, maybe there are monthly film festivals out there that are legitimate, but most of them just seem like money grab opportunities. It's like they're running something, like, every single month. And there was this one film festival. I won't name what it was, but it was in Philadelphia. And to get, like, if you were selected for an award, you then had to pay to have, like, the trophy, to get the trophy or the certificate. And I'm just like, that is so sketchy. Like, come on. Like, what? Yeah, I so, like, I'm not submitting to that film festival again, because it just puts such a bad taste in my mouth. The whole thing just felt like a cash grab opportunity. So you definitely have to be careful with that. But on the other hand, there are some really great film festivals out there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, you know, I'm submitting to film festivals right now with my latest project, The Toms. And, like, I'm submitting to big film festivals like Sundance. I don't know if it'll get in or not. Fingers crossed. I doubt it'll get into Sundance, just to be completely honest with you. But you want to try anyway. But yeah, like, it's kind of a crapshoot.
You have to take that chance, because
you never know who you're gonna meet or what it can do.
But all the best with your film at Sundance.
we'll see about that one. But, there are some great local festivals too. That's one thing I always try to like encourage people to do: submit to local film festivals. One, you can actually attend them. You know, like, let's say you submit to a film festival out in LA and you get selected. Well, now, like, odds are they're probably not going to pay for your ticket and your hotel and everything to fly you out there. So are you going to pay for that and then go out there?
It
depends how much you want to go to the festival and how much you think you could meet somebody there who would maybe help your career. Or you could just have a fun trip to LA. But let's say you're in Boston, right? So, like, maybe there are some local film festivals in Boston, like, that you could submit to. And odds are, you, like, it's great because you're local. You'll meet other local filmmakers. Sometimes they have local prizes too, and categories for, like, local projects. And
that's,
like, a lot of the times, even if they're, like, outside of Boston, maybe, like, in the suburbs, like, I'm on the committee and the judging panel for a film festival called Bucks Fever Film Fest, which is in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, in Doylestown.
Okay.
And, like, they have cash prizes. Like, I won that film festival a few years ago with my first film. Not the first one, it was terrible. The first one I actually got into festivals with. And it was great. Like, you know, met local people. It's run by the Chamber of Commerce. I'm still involved with it today. We actually got a corporate client out of it for FF Branded. It's like, you can make so many good connections by submitting to local, smaller festivals. And sometimes they're a lot easier to get into as well, because, like, the competition won't be as fierce. Like, everyone's submitting to Sundance. Like, you're probably not going to get into Sundance, but you might get into Bucks Fever Film Fest, because it's super small and it's local and it's regional. And, like, people in LA aren't submitting to that because it's only for local films. So that's just something to think about for everyone out there.
Right.
Like,
that's actually
the film festival dream. Like, doesn't have to be this big nationwide tour. You could take it on 5 screenings locally.
Right.
And have a premiere, and, you know, it's still a ton of
fun. Right.
And you can win cash prizes that can then.
That's actually great idea. I mean, I actually didn't think about it that way. So when FOPA was being submitted to film festivals, that was back in 2021, every festival was virtual. So because of the pandemic, so it wasn't the choice. We didn't have the choice to attend them in person, even if we wanted to. However, like, for our next projects, I'm actually definitely going to keep this advice in mind. This is a really good recommendation.
Yeah, we actually have a blog post too that I can't remember if I wrote it or if someone on our team wrote it. But it recommends submitting to these smaller festivals, because you might have a better chance of winning prizes there, and then you can use that prize money to then submit to more festivals. Or maybe use it for your next project, depending on how much the prize is. So just some things to think about. The film festival world is so confusing. Like, there are so many books out there on, like, the best festivals, and there are film festival consultants you can hire to make, like, festival strategies for you. I don't know if they're worth it or not. You know, it all depends on your budget and who's paying for it, I guess, and if it's worth it to you. But just some things to to think about. I'm always right. a fan of submitting to local stuff.
Okay.
And just getting your name out there in the community, because you never know what's going to come of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier to meet someone for coffee, you know, in your
That's
town.
That's true.
Flying. I mean, virtual meetings are good too, but it's just not the same as, you know, being, now that COVID's over and we can do face-to-face
It's
stuff,
not the same.
I'm always a fan of doing stuff in person if you can.
Mm-hmm.
So, shameless plug
That's
question.
True.
What are some of your favorite things about
the
okay.
Not at all shameless. I think I've had a really good experience with the Film Fund. So as I said, I've pitched two ideas. The first one won it, the second one didn't. As it is written on your website, it is actually amazing that, you know, you just write a one sentence pitch, and you don't have to write a huge, you know, application. And that's it. But the second awesome thing, as I said earlier, I actually loved the feedback I got on both of my pitches, because they actually made me think about changing the script or doing something in post-production a little differently, maybe shooting a few extra scenes to create more tension or show why this was so important in the first place. If this is even worth making, for example, if the script is even worth making into a film. So I think the feedback aspect of it is my most valuable takeaway
awesome.
From
I'm
the
so,
process.
Like grateful and happy that you find the feedback valuable, because that is something we've been doing it for a couple years.
Oh, no, you should be so proud.
Yeah, like people, they ask, like,
yeah.
how can you get feedback on only one sentence? But there is so much that you can find through a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And like a lot of people will write back and it's like, okay, you asked all these questions
yes.
about my one sentence pitch. Like, I can't fit all that into one sentence pitch. And that's not the point, really. The point is to get your, like you said, to get yourself to start asking
mm-hmm.
questions. Like, oh, should I add additional scenes, or should I do something different in post-production? Or why is this character, you know, desiring
mm-hmm.
what they're desiring? It's really to get you, or even, is this project worth making? Like, is this
mm-hmm.
really a strong enough concept for a short film, whether it's documentary or narrative? Like, is this compelling enough to carry
right.
the story for 5, 10, you know, 15 minutes? I'm so happy that you find the feedback
right.
useful. We've gotten great feedback on the feedback, so we're going to keep doing it. And I always want to, like, submit my own projects to the Film Fund, which I can't, obviously. But not even just for the funding part, but just like to
okay.
go through that feedback process, which I think for my next project definitely should do a little bit more ahead of time. Sometimes I just jump into projects without really evaluating them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love you said, like, is this project worth pursuing? That's really what the Film Fund is designed to
mm-hmm.
help with. It's like, okay, it's kind of like that. I talk about entrepreneurship a lot on the podcast
right.
And in our blog. It's the MVP process, the minimum viable product. You create something that kind of tests your assumptions and accomplishes the minimum thing you're setting out to do. In, you know, prototyping and product development, it's like the simplest
mm-hmm.
version of your product. In filmmaking and storytelling, maybe it's that simplest version of your story. You know, it's the simplest version of your pitch. It's a one sentence pitch. Is this one
right.
sentence compelling enough to develop
right.
into a bigger project? Should I spend more resources and more time on this
bigger project?
And that's how I've structured
mm-hmm.
my career so far. I did it with screenwriting contests. Like, I submitted a short script
mm-hmm.
screenwriting contests. It got into one, Holly Shorts, out in LA. I was like, oh, it's a semi-finalist
mm-hmm.
here. I guess this is worth pursuing. You know, so that's kind of what I've done. And that's what I definitely recommend our feedback service for sure. Biased, obviously, but.
Yeah. I genuinely, it really helped me achieve two things. One, actually really boil it down to that one sentence. It's so important to do that, because it's like the thing that you have to keep going back to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a grounding thing for your film, that one sentence. And if you can't write it in a sentence, it's probably not there yet. You probably don't have the idea fully recognized or visualized. And So yeah, it really helped me.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Yeah, and if like you can't boil it down into that one sentence, you know, it might not be fully developed. It might not be developed enough. It might be too complicated. It might be all over the place. Like one thing, our first winner ever, Tim Biola. If you go back and listen to that first, I don't even know if it was a podcast. It was a video we did with him, but it said he said that it like going through that exercise. And he had already shot his film. His prize was for post production as well. But he said it helped him figure out the storyline like so much better than the understanding he had. Because like it helped me figure out what the project was actually about, boiling it down to that one sentence. That's awesome. So glad you had a good experience with our feedback. Another question. This is more for our marketing team me. How did you hear about the film fund? How did you find out about us?
So when I was I just Googled filmmaking funds, and the film fund was, I think, the first link, and I checked it out. And it's really, your website is really well designed. It gets to the point quickly. It tells the filmmaker exactly what they need to do. It's really simple to follow the instructions and do the thing. The hard part was writing the one-sentence pitch.
Like, oh, it's only one sentence, but then you actually need to sit down and say, wait a second, I have to write one sentence that sums up my whole project. So it's a lot. It's a little harder than it seems at first. But yeah, awesome. I always just want to ask like how people are finding out about us, turns out our SEO is working. Saswati, thank you so much for joining us. I have one last question for you. What is next for you in the next year or so?
I'm actually working on three scripts right now. One of the scripts was actually pitched to the film fund. It didn't win, but I actually loved your feedback, and I'm trying to incorporate that into my project. There are two other scripts that I have written, but I'm yet to feel the, you know, hey, let's go, let's do this. I think I need a little more feedback to know whether they are worth making. But I think the one that I pitched to the film fund, that's definitely the next that I want to work on.
Awesome. Definitely keep us posted on that. You know, we're always interested in staying in touch with our community. We'd love to do a blog post, you know, on what you're up to and your projects, your future projects, what you're working on. So I'm going to send you an email after this as well, so that we can get your film on the website too. So I want to thank you again for joining us today.
Sounds good.
Do you have social media
channels? Thank you, Tom.
We can check you out on?
Yes. So our company's, the production company's Instagram handle is just Boston Bollywood. And my personal Instagram is @SwatiBoss.
Okay. There you go. We will put that in the show notes when we post this episode. I want to thank everyone for listening today or watching.
Thank you so much.
If you are watching our video, we're going to remind you that although the fall narrative, oh my god, I'm messing up the dates again, the seasons, the summer narrative and documentary contest just closed. We are opening again for entries soon for the fall season. So check that out at thefilmfund.co to submit your pitch, and check out our social media channels. We are at The Film Fund on Instagram, facebook.com/filmfundco, simply Film Fund on Twitter, and just plain old The Film Fund on LinkedIn. You know, we have great prizes, and sometimes we have sponsors too. So check out our socials and our email newsletter for the most up-to-date information on that. Check out our blog, blog.thefilmfund.co, for great filmmaking and producing tips. Sign up for our newsletter to stay up to date on what's happening at The Film Fund. We also have an ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Pre-Production. So if you have no idea what to do, how to schedule, how to budget, how to raise funding, how to hire crew, definitely check that out. It's on our resources page on the website. Okay, that's all my spiel for plugging all the marketing materials. I want to thank everyone again for listening. Tune in every Friday, every other Friday, actually, about twice a month we post these episodes. So, Swati, do you have anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Nope. I'd just like to thank you, Tom. This was wonderful. Thank you for inviting me. And I hope we stay in touch.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.